Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chof Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Beis. We are on the second to last line on page 296. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Amachate Chayorach Dak Dak. One who cuts up a vegetable, very small pieces, Chayev Mishum Tochein, he is Chayev because of Tochein. The Rama says, V'hu adin da'asr lachtoch, grogros v'charuvim l'fnei zakenim. The same thing is true, that it's asr to cut up dried figs and carobs in front of elders. V'davko peros v'kadomela za'asr. And then the Rama says, specifically fruit and similar thing, it is an isr of Tochein. Ava mutter l'farer lechem l'fnei tanagolim, but one is allowed to crumble up bread in front of tanagolim. The whole lukfar nitchan in lachosh, because it was already ground up from the beginning, there is no isser of grinding afterwards. The ein tochein achar tochein. V'chozel lo mayri ela b'chotech umaniach. This whole discussion, any of the isurim that we're mentioning, are only when you are cutting things up to leave for a later time. Aval im lo ochlam miyad, but if you're cutting them up in order to eat them right away, akol shari, everything is mutter. Midi dehave aborer lechol miyad de shari. Just like we saw by borer, that if it's to eat right away, that is mutter. Kidlael simin shinyutes. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamed Ches, amachatech hayorok. Tolush, we're talking about vegetables that are detached from the ground. Umidisasa mashma, and from the fact that the mechaber is not mechalek, it implies that afilu biyoroko sharoi laochlan chayin, that even vegetables that are fit to be eaten raw, gam kein svirule diyesh tchina ba'acholim, the mechaber still holds there is an isser of tchina when it comes to foods. Now, if you look at note number 52, it's in the back of the sefer on page 54. He discusses over there in terms of risug banana, crushing a banana. The Chazon Ish writes, She'afal pi shalacha risuka chozeresi v'nidbekes v'nasis gush ov. Even though a banana, when it gets crushed, it goes back into being a solid. Mikomakom osr lasis ke mishum tochin. There is still an isra of tochin on a banana, says the Chazon Ish. Mishum shele'inyan isra tochin ein hevdel bein dover yovesh ha'mispara al-yidea tchino l'chalokim ketanim. There is no difference when it comes to isra of tochin. Something that when you grind it up, it goes into small pieces. L'bein dover shiyesh bo lachos shalacha risuko nasa gushov, versus something that has some moisture in it, that when you chop it up, it becomes a solid piece. The cause of Shom Shiesh Lahavi Raya Ludover, he says a raya to this is from that which the Rama says, Sha'asr Lerasei Grogros. He says it's usher to chop up dried figs. Dried figs are also fruit that have a moisture, and it's going to be one solid piece as well. That's his raya, that a banana is going to be usher. If you skip to the next paragraph, he brings Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Igros Moshe argues, and he writes, She'ein Isser Tochein Ela Bedover Shanasa Pirurim Verisisim. The isra of tochin is only when something breaks up into small pieces. Aval berisuk banana ein mishum isra tochin. But grinding up a banana where it comes into one solid piece, there is no isra tochin. Kevan shi nish'eres chaticha achas, it remains one piece. Elo shenasis rakamot, it just becomes soft. Aye, the raya the Chazon Ish brought from the risuk of grogros, which remains one piece. So Rav Moshe answers up the raya and he says that yesh lechalek between grogros and banana. She grogros nasos pirurim. When you grind up a dried fig, it actually does break up into smaller pieces. Elo shehein nidbakos ayidei halachos shebahem. But they just stick together because of the moisture that's there. Ma shein ken banana shenisheres chaticha achas. The banana actually remains as one piece. It's not cut up pieces that get stuck together. So we have over here a machlokas, the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe, if grinding up a banana on Shabbos is an Isra of Tochin or not. The Chazon Ish says that it is, and Rav Moshe says that it is not. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamites. We said you also are not allowed to be cutting up grogos and charuvim lefnei zakenim. So the Mishnah Berurah she'ein yucholim l'la'aso im lo yach techenu dak dak, because the elders are not able to eat these fruit unless they are cut up very fine. V'lo as linan basaru b'da'alma k'dal el b'sivtes l'inyan b'sar tzli. And we don't go after the majority of the world like we saw earlier in Sivtes when it comes to roasted meat, that even if one person can eat it, it goes basar the rove. The kevan shu gidule karko chamer yoser, because over here we're discussing things that grow from the ground that's more chamer. The ikar tchina be gidule karko, because the ikar malacha of tochein is by gidule karko. Then the Mishabura says in Sefkatan Mem, on that which the Rama says that Afka fruit and similar things, there is an Isra of Tolchin, but you are allowed to break up pieces of bread in front of Tanagolim. Zakta Mishabura, Hainu Afilu Lahachin Lahem Sheyochlu L'Acha Azman Ukid Al-Kamei. This means that even if you're preparing these breadcrumbs for them to eat at a later time, it's still going to be mutter. Sifkatan Mem Aleph, the reason for that heter is Ain Tolchin Achar Tolchin. Zakta Mishabura Mem Aleph, Ulafiza, according to this, Lafarer Tapuche Adoma Vyorokos Lefneim Dakdak. If you're not breaking up bread for them, but rather you're breaking up potatoes or other vegetables in front of them into very fine pieces, kemoshin ohagim lifnei behema va'ofos gedolos, like the minog is to do in front of animals and big birds, also that is forbidden. Elim kein nizar shiyed davar zeh samach la'achilas ha'mamish, unless you make sure that you're doing it mamish right before they eat, ukid al-kamei, like we'll see later. Mikom akom tov v'nochon nizar shelo yachto dach dach. And even so, even if it is right before they eat, where we're saying it's mutter, one should be careful that he shouldn't cut the pieces too small. Ela chatichas gedolas ktas, the pieces should be a little bit large. Ubeprat lifnei behema, specifically in front of a behema, bevada yish lizar bazes, certainly you should be careful about this. Like we'll see later in Simon Shin Chav Dalas of Zayin, de'ein litshroach bedover sheroi lecho below zeh, that one shouldn't be matriach himself on Shabbos for something that would be edible without this activity. Now, if you look at note number 55, it's a very important note. He writes, "Ubebir din ain tochen achar tochen." We're saying over here that a cut up pieces of bread in front of the tanagolim is mutter because the bread comes from crumbs and it's going back to crumbs. And ain tochen achar tochen writes the Chazon Ish in explaining this concept of ain tochen achar tochen, she'ain gidro kedin ain bishul achar bishul. It is not similar. It sounds similar, but it's not as similar yisoid as ein bishul achar bishul. Shegeder hadin sham hu, the din over there of ein bishul achar bishul is shekevan shelo shayach levashal davar mevushal. You can't cook something that's cooked because it's already cooked. That's why there's ein bishul achar bishul. Ulam, however, leinya tochein, when it comes to grinding, hageder hu shein tochein elo ba'afroda shel davar hamuchubir ba'ofen tivi. Tochein be'etzem is grinding up something that is naturally created together. Sheri afilu davar shebola olam b'furah, because even something that came to the world separated, velo nitchan me'olam, it was never ground up. Im ischaber ayidei bnei adam, if some humans joined it together, embo mishum tochein. So it's not the pshat like bishul. You did bishul already once, you can't do bishul again. But over tochein, you could do tochein twice, but the point is, the isser of tochein is only on something that was created as one entity. But if you made it into one entity from being separate pieces, then there's no isser. The isser of tochein, pasha, doesn't apply over there, so it's a different gedder. Ule'inyan beged sheslachlech betit. In terms of a garment that got dirty with mud, the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier, and the Mishabu over there, she'asr l'shavshev esatit me'abeged b'shabbos mishum tochen. You can't be scraping off the mud from your garments, because that's an isra of tochen. Rekiveger es shalochora kevan shatit murkov mechalokim ketanim sheschabro idemayim. What is mud? Says Rekiveger, it's pieces of dirt that got joined together through being mixed with water. Same kain lochora yishlahati. Effect Rekiveger. If so, based on what we're saying over here, ain tochen achar tochen. So if it was naturally separate pieces of dirt and it got joined together through the water, so that's a classic case of ain tochen achar tochen. It shouldn't be a problem. The Tzos HaShulchan writes, B'shem the Sefer Tel Oros, She'ein Omrim Ein Tochin Achar Tochin Elo B'divrei Machal. He says that concept, to answer Rekiveger's Kasha, only is applicable when it comes to food. Avalo B'shar Dvarim, and therefore, in fact, the Psak of the Mechaber and the Mishabura, that there is an Isra of Tchina on the mud from one's garment, would be in place, and that would answer the question of Rekiveger. V'yirako Shenechtechu Kodem HaShabbos. And vegetables that were cut up before Shabbos, ba'ofen in such a way shim haya osa kein b'Shabbos v'yachay b'shem tochen. They were cut up into small pieces that if you would have done this on Shabbos, it would have been a chiyuv because of tochen, but you did it before Shabbos. So histap leke'igle tal im kishechozer v'chotchem b'Shabbos l'atichos ketanos yoser. Now you want to cut it down into even smaller pieces on Shabbos. Do we say you're being over al isra tochen because you're making it smaller pieces? Osha mutter hadavim mishum she'en tochen achar tochen. Or do we say no? You cut these pieces down already before Shabbos, and there's ain tochen achar tochen. So cutting into smaller pieces would still be mutter. That is a suffix of the Igle Tal. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Sheyesh Bazeh Mishum Isra Tochen, he said there would in fact be an Isra of Tochen over here. Kevan Shekol Chaticha Bifnei Atzma Lo Nitcha, now since each piece that you have now was not ground up, and now you're grinding it up, so it would be an Isra of Tochen. Says the Mishabur of Aitis of Kadam and Beis, the Ramah said that this whole discussion, all these Isurim, is only when you're cutting it for a later time, but if you're cutting it to eat right away, it is Mutter. Says the Mishabur of Achazel Lomairi, Koi Gam Al Chituch Yorach Dak Dak Amusko Bereish Asif. This is also going back on cutting up vegetables, very fine, that is mentioned in the beginning of the Sif. But if it's done, La'och Lom Yad, it's Mutter, Sif Kotan Mem Gimel, V'hu Adin De'echad Yochol Lachtach L'Tzarech Acherim. The same thing is true that one person is able to cut them up for others, V'heim Yoch Lom Yad, and they'll eat it right away, U'keda Amrinan La'el Eitzel Borer, like we saw earlier, by Borer. So Hakol Shari, everything is Mutter, Sif Kotan Mem Dalid. The reason is, it's not shayach to shame grinding when you're cutting with a knife unless you are doing it to store it. But to do it to eat right away with a knife is for sure mutter. Because Chazal did not aser a person eating his food in big or small pieces. You can eat your food however you want. If so, this would be considered regular form of derech achila and mutter. Says the Mishabur, the same thing is true if you're preparing vegetables into very small pieces in front of the Tanagolim, that they should eat it right away. It's also mutter, since you are required to feed your Tanagolim. Sifkata Memhei, again, if it's for immediate use to eat, it is mutter. V'yesh mefakfikin al heter zeh, there are those who take issue with this heter. V'gambe Beis Yosef Kosav, and even the Beis Yosef writes, sha'af misha mechavin lechol miyad, that even if your intention is to eat it right away, gamkein yizor lachto v'chatichos gedolos ksas, you should be careful to cut the items up into pieces that are a little bit larger. We'll see note 60 of Mirtz Hashem soon. What is the geder? What is the exact size? Umitam zeh, for this reason, kasu kama achronim, various achronim, right? Gam kein denochon leisnai kemo shekasu beis yosef, that it is proper to be knowing like the beis yosef and not to cut the pieces too small, even if it is for immediate eating. However, those who are annoyed to cut up the onions or the radishes into very small pieces, one should not protest against them. They certainly have what to rely on. The At the very least, it's certainly forbidden to do it until you come out of shul on Shabbos morning, because we need this grinding to be done right before the suda. Like we saw earlier, and those who are cutting up the onions or the radishes very small an hour or two before the suda, very close to be saying that they will be chayv karmel chatas as an issur d'oraisa. V'habitzolim asurim b'achila. Not only that, the bitzolim, the tznon, would in fact be asur b'achila. V'gam da'oz asur mishum borer, because that's also a time that if you're peeling the onion or the garlic, that also would be an issur of borer. Ayin b'sof ha'simen b'haga. Look at the end of the simen in the Ramah. V'ayin b'ber alocha da'heter shazachar b'haga haynu kishachot cho b'sakin. This whole heter that we're discussing, if you're going to eat it right away, is only a heter if you're cutting with a knife. But to use a designated vessel that is used for grinding near the asr b'chol gavni, it appears that it's asr in all cases. If you're cutting it into small pieces, the gam b'borer gufa, because the same thing is true by borer itself in the kli hamiyuchah lebrira, if it would be a kli that is designated specifically for borer, b'chol gavni chayiv, it's going to be chayiv in all cases k'il el b'shin yotes. His raya from borer is because the whole source of the heter to do the tochen close to the suda is from the halachas of borer. So if by borer it's usher with a specialized instrument for borer, so by tochen it would also be usher with a specialized instrument for tochen. Ulefiza, according to this, mistaber di esh lezor b'meshin hogen lachto b'tzolim dak dak im dog maluach v'kayotze. According to this, it's logical to say that one should be careful with that which the minug is to cut up onions into very small pieces with salted fish and similar things. Shalo yachtachem b'kli. You should not cut it up with a kli. Shekor and hakmeser. The esher the choshev kli amiyuchad, because it could be that's considered a designated kli and it will be aser. Rak besakin ba'alma. You should only cut the onion with a regular knife. The gambalav hochi aser mishum uvdu duchol. Anyway, it would be aser because of uvdu duchol if you use that specialized instrument. The kanabas if you'd like we saw earlier in sevyut. Hamifarach atichas eitz shenirkav. One who crumbles a piece of wood that has rotted, v'osem menu pulver, and he's pulverizing it. He's making it into powder. V'chein hamifarach tzror orfa. And so too, someone who crumbles a clump of dirt, chayav mishum tochein. In those cases, you're also chayav mishum tochein. V'chein hanoser eitzim lihanos b'nesora shalhem. So too, if one saws wood in order to benefit from the sawdust, o hashof loshon shelmateches, or one who files down a piece of metal, shakorin, phelan, the Lashon Ashkenaz, chayav mishiyoshuv b'choshu. You will be chayav if you file down this metal, even a small amount. V'amachatech eitzim dak, and one who is cutting pieces of wood very small, v'osa osen katanim, he's making into very small pieces, im dikdek mehem kedei levashel kegrogeres mibetza chayav. If he is being careful to cut them down an amount that is enough to cook an egg the size of a dried fig, he will be chayiv. V'im hu chotech l'chatichos gedolos, and if he's cutting the pieces of wood into large pieces, v'hu makbir al hamida, and he's being makbir on the exact size, l'chotcho b'kavona b'zeh makom, he specifically wants to cut it in this place to be that size, k'derel sh'nohagim chot v'eitzim, like woodchoppers are nohig, chayiv mishum melechas mechatech, he is chayiv for the melech of mechatech, which is cutting down to size. Like it's clear in the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph and Michal Shabbos. I'd like to read one more note over here. That is note number 60. Vishir chatichos gedolos ksas. We said a person should try to cut small pieces. Should not cut pieces that are too small. They should be gedolos ksas, a little bit big. What does that mean? So writes the Chazon Ish. The hainu chatichos gedolos yoser mimashin hogim lachto bimos achol. It should just be a little bit bigger than you would normally cut during the week. So long that you are still going to need to chew the pieces that are cut, that's already not considered very fine. If you skip one paragraph, he goes weiter and says, one who does not cut the pieces of vegetables from all sides, it's not diced, Elaraklu Ritsuos Dakos. He's making sliced peppers or slices of any vegetable. So writes Exosa Shulchan Shemikomakom Chai Mishim Tochim. He says that is still going to be an Isra of Tochim. Vechain Dasagon Reval Yashiv. Shein Lachtoch Yereklu Ritsuos Dakos. You should not cut vegetables down to thin strips. Mishum She Isra Tochim Niduk Bofen Yachasi. Because Tochim, it depends on the situation. Ubiyachas liyerek atzmo, in comparison to the case to the vegetable itself, achot chol ritzuos harezek atochin dak dak. That's considered very fine compared to the whole vegetable, and therefore Rav Yashiv agrees with the Ktos HaShulchan that is aser. Meiduch, on the other hand, Rav Moshe writes she iser tchina biyurakos yudafka keshechotech dak dak ba'orich ubaruchiv. It's only if you cut it lengthwise and widthwise, and you dice it. That's when Rav Moshe says you have the iser of tochin. Ukein tchinas kemach, like when you are grinding up wheat to make flour. Ach im chotech ba'orech ba'roche b'vad. If you're just cutting it in one direction, you're making slices. Kemo sha'osin b'gezer obim lafafonim, like we do with carrots or with cucumbers. Ein ze b'chlal tochein zakr Moshe. That would not be the isra of tochein. We will stop here and continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Sif Yud Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.